Yes.
Mommy! Broadcasting from the middle of nowhere.
KFMA. And now, Bloodline with Dr. Drew and Adam Carolla. 92.1 and 101.3. KFMA. Green Valley, Tucson.
Bloodline is meant for an adult audience.
Listener discretion is advised. Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew. Loveline, coast to coast.
Hey, Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. It's Dr. Drew. Dr. Drew, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Phone number, 1-800.
That was you.
No. 1-800-LOVE-191, everybody.
All right.
I had to make the mic noise for me.
That was just moving on that mic. I didn't see. Listen how sensitive this thing is. See, it's kind of rocking.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Okay. No guest tonight. The guest is the love that is found between the two hosts. It's me and Drewski over here.
Speaking of that love, what happened to my pad? It's part of the problem here.
Oh, your piece of carpet?
Right.
To quiet things down?
Yeah.
Well, it was a good idea, so Westwood One might have none of that.
Okay.
Haven't you seen the signs with the innovation and then the slash going across it? It's right at the front door here, Drew.
Mm-hmm.
All right, tomorrow night, Kelly Who's going to be in here from the... it is Who, isn't it? From the Scorpion King. She's the hot chick in the Scorpion King. So we'll talk to her tomorrow night. And coming up, Cake's going to be in here, who we really, really enjoy.
Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phones.
All right, I'm ready.
Yes, Drew?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Randy?
Yes.
You're 32?
Yes.
What's up?
Not much. Hey, love you guys. Listen, I'll cut to the chase. I was wondering what the early warning signs of a girl who might be sexually abused or have religious hang-ups or whatever that might not ever be interested in sex. Nothing I love more than a girl that's really into sex. And I got a stripper friend that when I sent her a nice little email about going to bed, she froze up and stopped calling me back. And now she's calling me back, but she's like, oh, you don't know me.
Well, what do you mean a stripper friend here? You mean somebody that was at a strip bar that talked to you a lot?
No, yeah, I met her. She was a dancer, and when you start your relationship with a table dance, and then, you know, the natural thing is to want to, you know, to lead the sex pretty quick. But
no.
Maybe I jumped the gun.
No, okay. Randy, you got a complete and total misconception about the relationship between you and a stripper. You are a cash register.
Oh, I understand that. No, I know that.
And she is a cash register.
I understand that at a strip bar, fantasy meets reality as long as your pocketbook's running. But no, this is when she's calling me at home and we're emailing, we're making plans to meet, and she says she, you know, and maybe I'm still naive. I don't know, but.
Well, look, how did you get her email address?
She gave it to me. She gave me her home number, and you know. All
now you've been talking to her. How long's this been going on?
A couple of weeks.
Yeah, how come you guys haven't gone out?
Well, we made plans, we were supposed to go out tonight, but she took sick.
Magic.
Yeah.
Shocking. You know, and you started talking to her about sex before you'd ever had a date with her?
Well, I mean, you know, it's I sent her a nice email and made reference to it. It wasn't asking her for sex, you know, and some, you know.
Yeah, she's not interested, Randy.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon.
But what
who is this? Which one of the Cartwright brothers is this? Little Joe or Hoss?
Hoss goes to the strip bars.
Oh, yeah, Hoss. I don't know. Little Joe gets around, too. She's not interested, I reckon.
Yeah.
That's what's going on.
What's another warning signs if someone is not into sex?
Well, let me tell you the warning signs. You're not getting laid. And number two, you're not getting laid. Those are... You want the third or... You've got a good idea where this is heading?
Yeah, I can see where that's going. But
I've been emailing her for a month, and we're not going out. We're supposed to go out tonight, but she took sick. So
she's in the sex trade, basically.
Yeah.
Not in the sex. Okay.
Yeah.
She's got issues. Yes, Randy. Yes, that's a sign she's got issues.
Yeah. Randy's smart, though, which is she's not banging Randy, so she's not in the sex.
Right.
By that definition, almost every woman in North America, I'm going to say every woman is not into sex.
That because they're not banging Randy.
That's right. Not into sex.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon. Porn stars are not into sex because they ain't banging Randy. Tara?
Yes?
You're 22?
Yes.
What's up?
Thursday night, I spent the night with my boyfriend, and we had sex like 8 times within like 7 hours. Mm-hmm. And then I woke up Friday morning, and I was itchy and red down there, mm-hmm. which was obviously understandable.
Obviously. Yeah, who wouldn't be?
Later on that night, Friday night, I started spotting blood. Mm. And then I woke up Saturday morning, and I was still spotting, and it wasn't like normal blood. It was like a different consistency than my period blood. Mm-hmm. And my period was like 2.5 weeks ago, so I'm like, it can't be my period. Well, it's gotten heavier, and now I'm thinking that it is my period, but would continuous sex like that cause bleeding?
Any sex can cause bleeding.
Really?
Yeah. So mid-cycle bleeding is not uncommon. Are you on any medication?
No.
Okay. And you got to be careful. Sometimes things like an ectopic pregnancy can occur, and that can cause bleeding. But it's usually just sex itself. But usually, just immediately after sex, you'll notice the bleeding. So the fact that it came a little later is somewhat, a little more of a concern.
Seven times in 8 hours?
Yeah.
Wow.
Very promiscuous. I had another question.
Is that promiscuous after?
No.
When you start going to number six, like if you cut off at four
in
a night.
Does not mean mm-hmm. active with one person.
It's not numbers. It's numbers of partners.
Oh, I know.
You know what I'm saying?
And that leads to my next question.
Hold on. How come there's almost no satisfaction in any kind of explanation on this show? Do you think she knew we were talking about it all?
Oh, I know. I know.
I don't think she knows what we're talking about. Tara?
Yeah.
All right. Anyway, you know.
What are the psychological signs of being an nymphomaniac? Because
get nailed like, 7-8 times.
Huh?
There's no such thing as nymphomania. It's not a term that is applicable anymore. Sexual addiction, sexual compulsivity is really the way it's thought of now. And if you were sexually abused at one time, if you have
I was.
Yeah. And being sexually abused, and particularly if you have a sort of an alcoholic biology, you tend towards addiction or alcoholism. Mm-hmm. That plus the history of sexual abuse seems to combine to cause a real compulsion, a trajectory towards being compulsed around sex. And that needs to be treated. That can get to be pretty serious.
I'm sorry?
That can get to be pretty serious. It can start to have consequences, and it often needs to be treated.
I mean, I lost my virginity at 21 last year in September. And, like, since then I've had, like, 16 different partners.
And you were sexually abused when you were how old?
When I was, like, 5, 6, and it was, like, for 2 or 3 years.
And then you were kind of shut down to sex until 21?
Yeah, I was, you know, my stepmom and my dad were really strict. I never had sex in high school. I never did anything. And then
who abused you?
These two kids that lived across the street from me when I was growing up living with my grandma.
Wow.
Wow.
How old were they?
Just a little bit older than I was.
Why were you living with your grandma?
Because my mom left me when I was a baby. But I just got back in contact with her and things were good.
Yeah. Oof. Well, they're good now, but you got a little making up to do.
Oh, yeah. I'm happy. I was going to call you guys because I was looking for her and I couldn't find her, but she found me.
Oh, well, it's good that she found you.
Yeah.
But she wanted to borrow some money?
No.
No.
No, she wants to get things right with me again.
Okay. That's good. Mm-hmm. Good. All right. You need to get a little therapy, baby. You've had a lot go on in your
life. Absolutely.
Yeah.
This is something that really does. You're developing symptoms now that should be dealt with.
All right. Heather?
Yes.
24.
Yes.
What's up?
Me and my husband are wondering the best position to get pregnant in.
Wheelbarrow.
The one in which he ejaculates.
So, him sitting in the car listening to Loveline and me laying down in bed naked, it's not going to work.
No.
No. All right.
No, I did say the one unless he ejaculates. So
yeah.
He has to ejaculate inside you.
Yeah, it's got to be in you.
Yeah.
You can't do it on the floor mat of the car and then go ahead and funnel.
He's addicted to Loveline.
Wow, that's good.
All right, well, we love you guys.
Well, hold on now, baby.
Oh. Don't go away.
I ain't going to let that crazy cackle get off the line. She, you know, she laughs like Arnold from Happy Days.
All right, now.
All right, babe. Now, how's it going over there?
Pretty good.
You guys want to have kids?
Yeah.
Do you have any? You have some from
a
previous relationship? Shocking! Shocking!
How old? 10?
Uh-huh.
He's 10?
10.
Shocking. True. How is it that I knew with that crazy laugh there had to be another kid?
I don't know, but let me scrape you off the floor.
All right. Yeah. And now, how's it going? What's your husband?
You've got to make her laugh some more.
Don't put pressure on me, Drew. I don't respond to that. What's your husband doing for a living?
What's he doing for what?
Well, I thought you were in bed at home. You're at work.
I'm at home. I'm out in the car.
Oh.
We're listening to Loveline.
Uh-huh. What are you doing there? What's going on?
What do you mean, what's going on? Oh, the wind's blowing.
Oh, interesting.
We're out in Minnesota sitting in the car listening to Loveline.
Okay.
Like we do every night.
You guys, you don't have a house?
Yeah, we have a house.
Yeah.
But we live in the basement part, and we don't get you in quite good.
Oh, wait a minute. Are you telling me that you go out to the car for reception?
And, yeah.
And conception?
Just to hear Loveline.
Now, let me,
the only station that doesn't come in good in the basement, man.
Thank you. Let me ask you this.
What?
Is someone else living in the house, or do you just have really low self-esteem?
We have a run of the full whole. We have run of the whole house.
Right. Oh, okay. But yet you choose to live in the basement?
Well, it's a half basement, half
attic.
Yeah. No.
I'll see if I can trick her. Yeah.
Made her laugh, though.
It's like built into a hill. So half of it's underground, technically, if a tornado came, okay?
Uh-huh.
We'd be safe. But we have a whole back. The whole back of the house is like doors and patios, just like a normal house.
Okay, baby. Well,
so,
God bless you two for going out in the car.
Yeah.
And,
we
listening.
Love you guys.
Yeah.
Thank Very
you.
Entertaining.
Yeah.
We need to get you a radio that you can put upstairs.
Yeah.
It's just different in brick houses, man. If you lived out here, you'd know.
Yeah, I know that brick.
And the rockin' station is the only station we cannot get.
All right,
yeah.
You
get all that junk.
Yeah, it's rough. Out here, I get every goddamn Mexican and religious station there is.
We don't get any Spanish.
Ay! Don't worry, baby. You will. You will soon because they're moving that way.
All right.
Just like them killer bees from Africa. They're making their way.
Yeah, sure.
All right. Yeah, right there,
we'll
sure.
Freeze them out.
All right, listen. It's true. They'll hit those Mexicans with a blast of cold air and send them back to the border. That's what we should have done, Drew. All right, Heather, you're, I don't know what her question was. Just have sex in the car, right?
Right. Or whatever.
Or whatever.
Together. They need to have sex together.
That's right.
At the same time.
Need to be in the same room. Brett? Brett is 29.
Caller goes by Brett.
Brett.
Whoa.
Hello?
Hello? Yes, hi.
Hi.
Brett's girlfriend?
You're Brett's girlfriend.
Yes, hi.
Hi. What's happening?
Well, me and Brett, we have a problem. I have no sexual drive whatsoever.
How come?
And it really bothers him. It doesn't bother me. I'm a stripper, so 99% of us have no sexual drive.
Yeah, you sound hot.
The thing is that it happened, that I've been having this problem for a long time, even before I started dancing. I've been a dancer for like 3 years now, and even before I met Brett. It seems like that 3 or 4 months into a relationship, my sexual drive kind of dies on me. I've been on medication for depression. I was on Luvox and Prozac, but it was like 2 years ago.
You're nothing now.
Nothing now. I don't do any drugs. I don't even drink. Never smoked pot in my life. But it feels like I'm safe.
Are you Norwegian or something? What is your accent?
I'm Russian.
Russian.
Wow.
You reckon?
Yeah. I'll tell you, I said it to Drew almost every night. Takes all kinds. Takes all kinds. How much money are you making as a dancer?
Oh, on a lousy night?
Yeah, on a really horrible, lousy,
really
non-average
horrible,
night.
Probably $25.
$25. And on an average night?
On an average night, between $150 to up to $250. On a really good night, if somebody's very drunk and I'm very sociable, up to
$500. Wow, that's totally nude or topless?
Just topless.
Just that.
And I'm not a very sociable person as it is.
Mm-hmm.
And I was listening to a lady on your show. She said to just have sex, you know, if he wants to just have it. That's the thing. If I don't want to have it, I'm not going to.
Right.
It hurts him a lot because
I know, but
he's like, what, am I lousy and bad? And he's the best thing that ever happened to me in my life.
Remember the advice, though, about wanting to, you know, just having sex, even if he didn't want to try to kickstart your vagina.
I don't know why I don't want it.
Well, listen,
in my life.
You've never been abused?
Never been abused. When I was, like, 16, I was one big walking hormone. I was born 24/7.
Isn't being from Russia abuse?
No, not really. I came from a Jewish family, so I never really suffered.
Well, I'll tell you, if
the only child.
That's the other kind of abuse, isn't it?
If I had a nickel for every Russian Jew stripper I've spoken to tonight, I'd be a rich man. But, when did you come to this country?
Over 8 years ago.
Hmm. Okay. Well,
it's not that I'm just dancing because I like it.
Right. No. So, no abuse.
No abuse. I've never been on drugs.
But now, you said you experienced yourself sexually early in a relationship, right?
Early, yes.
And then
it seems like 4 or 5 months into a relationship, it's just my sexual drive dies. Completely.
What do you think changes? What happens at 4 or 5 months?
Nothing. That's the thing. Nothing changes. I mean, a relationship only gets better.
And why does that? So why does a good, closer relationship become non-sexual? Why do those two things not go together for you?
I don't know. Like previous boyfriends that I had exactly the same problem, and that's why I was breaking up. That's why.
Are you still attracted to the men?
Yes, Derry.
Okay, Derry. But not this guy.
Him.
No, she likes him.
No, but are you attracted to sexually to other men is the question. The point is she's trying to sabotage.
She's into this guy.
And she's sabotaging him.
Why? She's
because
into
she
him.
She can't stand intimacy.
Really?
Yeah.
Mm.
Never slept with a woman.
Hold on. We don't know her name, so I'm going to call her Russian Jew stripper.
Number 12 we talked to.
Russian Jew stripper number one?
Yes.
Number one. You sure you're not trying to sabotage this relationship?
See, I am married. My husband is in Russia. I haven't seen him in over 2 years.
Hmm.
And pretty much headed for a divorce because I'm really not into a long-distance relationship.
Well, Russia's not so far.
Never work out.
Oh, okay. All right.
Never work out.
All right. Well, hey, listen, Drew, between the language and cultural barrier, I'm not sure if we're going to get to the bottom of this one.
Yeah. I just think that she shuts down sexually as she gets more intimate. Sex is some sort of tool for her that she manipulates with, and she certainly has arousal, and that sort of feels good to her and is gratifying to her, but when it becomes part of a relationship, it disconnects.
Right. All right. And listen, she said that she was listening.
Yeah.
Who was in here last night?
Yeah, Fat Mike's wife.
Fat Mike's old lady.
Aaron?
Aaron was saying that, ladies, if you ain't in the mood and it's been a few weeks, just hold still. Let your man give you a nice raping. I don't think she used the word rape, but technically
she
that's
said you'd get
is.
Into it if you let yourself.
Yeah, and she said, I know that's what she said, but I don't feel like it. I know.
But
that's why you need to hold still.
But some women can't. It's like trying to...
I know.
Do something just...
I know, but think about all that stuff that you've had. I have that about work.
Imagine you were completely full, and food, you're full, you're so full you're nauseated. Food look unpleasant to you.
Yeah.
And somebody said, hey, if you start eating, you'll want to eat again. You want to eat some more.
I could still pound something. You brought over some popcorn shrimp.
All right.
I'd pound that. All right. Melissa?
Yes?
You're 27?
Hi, thanks for taking my call. You guys are great.
Thank you.
Okay, I have got quite a problem. I live in a pretty small town, and I haven't lived here very long. And I have two friends, and they're a couple. And lately, the guy has been kind of hitting on me, and now it's come around that the girl is too, and they're trying to get me involved in the threesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know how to handle it.
Well, how do you know these people?
It's just pretty interesting. He was actually my boyfriend about 10 years ago.
Huh.
And,
didn't you say you just moved to a small town?
I'm sorry?
Didn't you say you just moved to a small town?
I just moved here, but I lived here when I went to high school.
I see. Okay.
Uh-huh. Right. Yeah, and
You moved back home to Bakersfield.
Kind of.
Yeah, who could leave that tropical paradise?
Oh,
you reckon?
Oh.
The trade breezes go through the
It's beautiful. I'm surprised no one's written a song about Bakersfield.
It's just the most beautiful place.
Doesn't Jimmy Buffett have a song about Bakersfield? I'll tell you, if Jimmy Buffett went to Bakersfield, there'd be a song. Yeah. Hey, all right, so you went back to...
Baker Street, you figured maybe...
I'm not in Bakersfield, I'm just a little north of there.
You went back to take care of Grandma.
So you're in Delano, so what else?
Yeah, this is going to be trouble.
Yeah.
You understand?
So what I'm wondering is, I mean, part of me kind of gets drawn towards the chaotic and wants to go for it. But really, honestly, I've had enough counseling to know that I don't want to do this. So now I need to know how do I not get involved in this.
Just don't do it. Listen, if these people give one crap about you, they will maintain the friendship in spite of your unwillingness to engage in something that they want to do. It's like... You're a kid and you want to go to a amusement park and your friend didn't want to go. You'd reject them as a friend because they didn't want to do what you want to do that you thought was fun?
Absolutely.
No.
Oh.
Unless you had one purpose for this couple, and that is to be used in a threesome, and they lose interest in you when you won't comply with their exploitation.
Well, more like they had one purpose.
Right, that's what I meant.
Yeah. Didn't come across that. Sorry. But, yeah, we knew what you meant there, Drew.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, where were all these people when I was growing up?
When you wanted to be part of a threesome?
They want to film an orgy, and I don't want to do it, but geez, I don't know how to say no. It's as if they'd invited you to their grandparents' ranch in Ojai, and you didn't, you know, you just didn't feel like going, and you felt sort of badly because they'd put up an extra, pulled out the Murphy bed, and you had a whole cottage set up for you. Jesus Christ. Basically, they want to get it on.
That's what I use it, yeah.
No, that's why they're kissing up.
That's right.
Yeah, well, why would an old boyfriend be coming around with the new girlfriend? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Would there be any use for you at all? And why would the new girlfriend permit you hanging out with the old girlfriend unless there was some kind of crazy threesome going on? All right, so... If you don't want to do it, don't do it.
Yeah, but don't be surprised if people come back down.
Yeah, but if you do want to do it, go ahead. Whatever. Hey, you're single. All right, we'll take a break. We'll be back.
Hello? Who's this?
This is Loveline. 1-800-LOVE-191. Loveline. We'll be right back. The May Day Blues, Saturday, May 4th, Pima County Fairgrounds. System of Down. Social Distortion. Unwritten Law.
I'm seeing red.
God.
I hear you calling.
Save the day. FMA Day 3. Tickets on sale now at all Ticketmaster outlets. Charge by phone at 321-1000. Online at KFMA.com. KFMA Day 3. Presented by Love Lines, UPN18, Boomerang, powered by Alltel, and Tucson's New Rock. KFMA.
Think about it. You want the coolest car stereo stuff on the market, right? You know those little places won't have the selection in stock. But we can order it for you. And all those home stereo places want to do is sell you home stuff. Duh.
Oh, but this digital camera is so cute.
There is. One car stereo fits in time. That's your home of the $1 install. Come see the newest Kenwood and Clarion Pro and Dash DVD players. For Fosgate's hardest giving Pro Series and one video, we've got the biggest selection of screens, drop down monitors, DVD players, and digital navigation. Plus XM and Sirius Radio. You can't afford the good stuff because our $1 install means you won't be blowing it on outrageous labor charges like in most other places. It's no wonder over a million satisfied customers all call us their home of the $1 install.
Bueno, if you haven't been on the TSC board shop on Campbell just north of the Grand, you should go check it out. Here's what the customers have to say about it. And what's up, y'all? On the back, y'all. I'm here to tell you about the TSC board shop. And I got all the flyers. We got Alfie, Merrick, Ezekiel, Independent. The show is for the gangsters, y'all. Borders, Ballers, Joey, Joe. TSC is hot to death.
Hey, guys. I don't think I need to mention that TSC is having the end of the season snowboard training special. Get ready for next year because you can get a full training job on all your snowboards for just $20.
Hello, y'all. I'm here to tell you about the way forward down at TSC
He already got all the players drunk. If I polite in with force, get ready for summer and adventure.
Like, I don't know what all the other guys are talking about, but me and my girlfriends are totally doing big fun things, Pablo. We have the cutest swimsuits. I'm wearing one from Becca and Tiffany's wearing one from Girlfriend. Oh, we're just going to be so drunk and so hot. Thank you, TSC.
TSC Board Shop. By La Rasta. For La Rasta.
Call TSC Board Shop at 881-RIDE. That's 881-RIDE.
America Online, an opportunity of a lifetime. Many Tucsonans are on their way to making more than $50,000 a year. Don't miss your chance. Join the AOL sales team today. The AOL sales team takes inbound customer calls and shows them why AOL is an invaluable part of their lives. If you're confident, persuasive, and have Windows and Internet experience, AOL is looking for you. These full-time positions offer a great base salary and outstanding commission payouts. What else? 100 staff options, tuition reimbursement, paid time off, and immediate health, dental, and vision coverage. To find out how you can be making more than $50,000 a year with AOL sales team, call their toll-free job line at 877-265-2329. That's 877-265-2329. America Online, unlike anything, anywhere.
Oh, no, no, Mr. Blackthorn, this doesn't look good at all. I'm afraid these little proteas will have to be
out of me.
Oh, stop being so batty. All it will mean is giving up nibbling beautiful, soft, and succulent girls next for a while.
That was all fresh stuff. My body will be gone. My mind will fade.
Ah, one revitalizing Red Bull, and you'll be the prince of the night again. You know, Red Bull gives you wings.
Now, back to Loveline on KMMA.
Hey, yo, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Drew, phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. And it's back to the phones we go. Patty?
Hello?
You're 27?
Yes.
Is a car going through your living room?
No, that's a train.
Or is a train going through your living room?
No, right next to it.
I see.
Right next to the living room.
Okay. That's bad.
Well, most of our Loveline callers have that, don't they?
Yeah.
Is the doctor guy there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. My gynecologist didn't know the answer to this one, and I'm hoping you do. I have a Foley catheter, like permanent. Well, I have to change it, but it's like there for good.
Are you paraplegic or something?
No. I have diabetic neuropathy.
Yeah.
My sciatic nerve.
Wow. At 27, you already lost your bladder control.
Yeah.
So when you were a teenager, you refused to take your insulin, right?
I didn't get it till I was 17.
When you were a teenager, you refused to take your insulin, though, right?
I took insulin. I just ate a lot of candy. But, yeah, basically.
Just say yes. Would you,
yes,
goofball?
Okay, yes.
How many episodes of DKA did you have when you were younger?
A lot.
Okay. That's from not taking. Diabetic ketoacidosis means your diabetes is running completely out of control. I mean massively out of control all the time. And when that happens, you actually damage the nerves and the kidney and your eyes. Are you having vision problems, too?
Yeah, I wear glasses and have kidney problems and all that stuff.
Oh, baby, why didn't you take your insulin?
Because I was a teenager and stupid.
Okay.
I do now. I have perfect control now.
All right.
But
and your question is, can you have sex with the Foley?
Yeah.
I don't think there's any problem with that, really, as long
as... Well, how's the Foley work?
It's a tube about half the size of this, a soft, like the tubing on a stethoscope.
Half the size of this?
Like the tubing of a stethoscope.
There you go.
And it just slides right up into the bladder. It's got a big ball on the end of it that inflates.
Is it there full time?
Yeah.
And it goes right up the coos there?
It goes in...
next to it.
Up in the urethra.
Mm-hmm.
It's different on girls.
Yeah.
You know,
you guys don't have penises,
cool.
Or...?
Yeah.
And do you so you can have sex around that thing?
You can kind of pull it up, I would think.
That's what I figured.
Yeah. I don't think, as long as it's not vigorous, you can't do anything too you know, crazy. However, you wouldn't feel that much if you have such bad neuropathy. Your bladder, lost complete control of your bladder.
Well, I didn't see. That was kind of another question. Is they have me on so many medications. What medications can kill your sex drive, legal and illegal?
Well, all the illegal stuff has the potential to do that. And if all the illegal stuff, you're diabetic, is bad, bad news, especially the stimulants, especially cocaine.
Well, what are you doing, baby?
Blast and speed.
A little speed?
And some black.
What's the black?
Black tar heroin?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
You just call that black, huh?
Yeah.
Oh.
Is anybody treating your heroin addiction?
I was going to a methadone clinic, but that's even worse than the heroin.
Yeah, so you need your heroin. Don't methadone is just another addiction.
Methadone's worse.
It's worse to get off of. It's a tough drug, but I understand why people have that option. But get heroin addiction treated.
Hey, baby, what's going on?
Hey, you listen, no way you can feel anything when you're on heroin. You're not going to feel anything.
Hey, have you ever thought about suing your parents?
Why?
They must have done something. They must have done something horribly wrong.
Yeah, God hates me, but that's okay.
No, I'm talking about your parents.
My parents didn't do anything wrong.
They didn't drop the ball along the way?
Maybe on my head, but no.
I mean, they got a daughter who's, what's she got?
Diabetes.
Diabetes, and she's not taking her insulin, and she's not monitoring her diet. Now she's on the heroin and the speed and everything.
And do they know all this? No.
They don't? No?
Well, she knows I'm diabetic.
They were good parents to you growing up?
Good enough, yeah.
All right, Patty.
No, Patty.
All right. All right, I don't know. Jesus Christ, Patty's 27.
She's not going to live very long. Even if she were not a heroin addict, her chance of giving to 40 would be pretty slim.
Really?
With the heroin, I understand how we're going to get to see 30.
Why?
She'll get infections. The diabetics don't have normal immune systems. She's shooting stuff into her veins. I mean, she's got kidney disease. Heroin addicts get kidney failure. I mean, this is a total house of cards here.
Hey, Patty.
Yeah.
Are you shooting heroin?
Yeah, but remember, I'm diabetic. I always have clean needles.
Yeah. What about socially? You got a man?
Well, I could have.
Yeah.
If I can
have sex.
Have sex.
Well, you're not going to feel anything until you get off the heroin.
Well, why not?
Because heroin is a numbing medication. That's how
it
works.
It's a painkiller.
Right. It's not a central nervous system depressant.
Whew.
Yeah.
Okay. Patty, you don't have any kids, do you?
Yeah, but he doesn't live with me.
Okay. Where does he live?
With my mom.
Okay. Well, Patty, for your, it's a son, right?
Yes.
Yeah, for your son, why don't you start taking care of yourself so you can be around for a little while to watch him grow up?
For the most part, I am. I tried to get off the heroin. I was off methadone for 3 months and in withdrawals the whole time. And so
You need to go to a program. You need to be in a facility for a few months.
They won't take me because I'm diabetic. There's no way to get off that when you're diabetic.
That's not true.
You're stuck on it for life. Yes, it is.
On methadone, but you're not on methadone anymore. You're on heroin.
No, there's no way to get off heroin when you're diabetic.
Patty, I detox diabetics every day. Every day.
Me too.
No problem.
I've been looking for a rapid detox.
That will be a disaster for you. That will not be a good thing for you. It'll also be very expensive. But the diabetes does not in any just needs to be in a hospital. It needs to be a place that's used to dealing with medical problems. But guess what? Most heroin addicts have medical problems, and we're used to dealing with them. There's no problem.
All right, so she's not going to make it to 30.
Not if she doesn't do something.
All
right. It's a disaster waiting to happen.
Okay.
That's sad.
Well, good times. Good times. Jenna?
Yeah.
Hi. Oh, Jesus Christ. You're 15.
Yeah.
You want to turn out like that last caller?
No.
All right, then you listen to me, sweet pea. Uh-huh. You're calling from North Hollywood?
Yeah.
Move out.
Move. And I'm talking about tonight.
No, okay. I'm planning to move, yeah.
Good girl.
I had a question for Dr. Drew. How accurate are the home pregnancy tests? Could it be wrong sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes, but not very often.
Not in your case. Uh-oh. What's that? Is that some other test that wasn't wrong? Who was that back there?
I think it's my mom. She's not supposed to hear what I'm saying.
That's all right. She's...
Yeah, so it could be wrong?
No. Listen.
No, it's going to be right. Assume it's right.
Figure it's right.
I think it's a pretty good bet.
You want to keep trying to talk Drew out of it?
Yeah.
Hold on. Fantasy answer.
Fantasy answer.
Hold on, I'm playing the car.
Okay.
Does home pregnancy test?
What? Home? No, there's no such thing as that. Home what are you talking about?
Can they be wrong?
Of course. Of course. Oh, those things are just a scam. Are you kidding? Look, please. A home pregnancy test? In what world?
So, like, if it says...
All they are is just little fake candy sticks you chew on. Like they're like candies.
Will you chew on them?
Like bubblegum cigarettes. Same thing.
Oh.
Yeah. They're always positive. So it's just positive.
Positive would mean negative?
No, it's when you open the container, it's positive. It's just sort of...
Fantasy answer. Fantasy answer. All right. Hey, Jenna. If the home pregnancy test says you're pregnant, then you probably are.
Well, that's the thing. I'm not pregnant. My sister, she's 13.
Ooh.
And I don't know if you guys remember me. I called on Sunday asking about my period.
Your what?
Remember, I had a question that I still hadn't had my period. So.
Right, I do remember. Yeah. She was 15, no period.
After that call, she told me that she might think that she was pregnant.
Uh-huh.
So yesterday I went to go buy her those things that they sell in this drugstore.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
And
right.
It came out positive.
Right.
Did you do it more than once?
No.
Do another one.
So,
do another one.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot of money, though.
Yeah, but do another one. And if it's positive.
I actually made an appointment at this teen clinic.
Okay, good. Excellent. Yeah. That's good. That's where she needs to go.
Yeah. Where do you live in North Hollywood? What?
I live in Santa Clara and Shady Glades.
Oh, baby. Let me tell you, when I'm in charge, I'm going to turn all of North Hollywood into a free clinic. I'm just going to put a fence around it. And that's it. I'm just going to hand out clean syringes and HIV test kits and home pregnancy test kits and condoms.
Lock the door.
Oh, she's out on Santa Clara. That's trouble. That's abuse.
It's the depths of North Hollywood.
Oh, it's the bowels of North Hollywood. Oh, Brandon?
Yeah?
You're 14. What's up?
I was masturbating with some shampoo 2 days ago, and I think it, dried on my testicles, and it really burned.
Ouch!
Mm-hmm. I don't think so.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
No, because you wash your hair with the shampoo, and it runs down your body and over your testicles, and it doesn't
burn. No, but I wasn't in the shower. I just used it, plain.
Oh, you used full strength? Yeah?
Yeah.
Well, didn't you use it on your penis?
Yeah.
How'd it get on your testes?
Oh, well, it dripped down, and it's crusted.
Uh-huh. What kind of shampoo?
It's ice. It's called...
Ice?
Yeah, that's what the brand's name.
I thought that was some sort of mentholatum rub or something, that ice. Isn't that for
Icy Hot?
Isn't that for your muscles?
No, I have that too, but I don't use that.
You have ice shampoo?
Yeah, it's called ice, and it's a shampoo.
Hmm.
All right, well, maybe it'll irritate the skin.
All right, how about that?
Get some Cortade, stop using that, whole water.
Okay.
Cortade cream. And
I'm supposed to say it too. Yeah, I believe it. But listen, there are a lot of... almost every guy I grew up with made the mistake of beating off with Prel at some point in their life.
Why don't you believe Brandon?
I don't know.
What's your impulse? Just curious.
He didn't really want to know the answer that much, and there wasn't really much of an answer.
Yeah.
And if you dumped shampoo on your nuts, it might be a little bit irritating, but you would rinse it off, and that'd be about the end of that.
My impulse is, Brandon's not 14, he's 11.
Yeah, that too.
And he's not masturbating.
That's good. What year were you born, Brandon?
What
year were you born?
88.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What month?
February 20th.
1988?
Yeah. Does that make him?
Mm.
I think so.
That makes him 12.
Hey, do you go to
what? It makes him 12, by the way.
Yeah.
Right. It makes him 12, not 14.
No. February 20th, 1988.
All right. I'm going to send you out something on your birthday, right?
Okay.
It's going to be some Vaseline.
14. Hey, do you go to Brandon Westlake High School, Brandon?
Oh, no, next year. I'm in eighth grade right now. I'm going to Kalina.
Yeah, see, I went to that school. They're all liars. Me and all my friends jack off liars.
How, well, that I know, but how do we know you're not lying about everyone being liars?
That's just the thing.
Yeah, that's, it does add an extra element. All right, who cares about Brian and his balls? He's fine, right?
Yeah.
All right, let's say hi to someone, then we'll take a break. Joanne?
Yes.
You're 35?
Yes, I am.
What's up?
I have a question. My boyfriend was diagnosed earlier this year with cancer. He wasn't feeling well, and he went into the doctor. While they were doing some exams, they had taken a mole off his skin to see if he didn't have skin cancer. Well, it turned out on further examination, he has cancer, and he has, like, what do you call them, tumors. He has some tumors, like, on his spine, one on his lung. And my question is, we have sex, and it's unprotected, but I like to give him blowjobs, and I like to drink his semen. And I wanted to know, can cancer be transmitted through the semen?
Absolutely. Well, hold on.
Fantasy answer. Oh, boy.
Fantasy answer.
How old? Joanna's 35.
She's got about 4 months to live.
Oh, my God.
Now, we're going to take a break, and we'll get to this when we come back. But I like the fact that she used the word drink.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, as if after a long hike, she could really pop the cap on some semen.
Honey, my Gatorade? No, no.
No, I'm taking semen. Oh, yeah. Yeah, it's nice when it's chilled. Oh, it's a nice commercial. Guys mountain biking, snowboarding, reaching for semen. Yeah, it's when beer won't do. Lemonade's a little too sweet. Kind of like that Sunny D commercial.
Do the spoo.
Do the spoo. I like it, you know, I like it in my coffee. I put a little floater on top there. Not every day, but for special occasions. Like a Sunday when I'm reading the paper, I'll do the spoon.
Dollop on top of the cappuccino.
I'll also empty it into my sports bottle when I'm mountain biking. And sometimes I'll just, you know, pop the cap and spray it all over my face when I'm hot, you know, when I get to the top of the mountain. I'll also splash a little on my wrist. My grandfather taught me that. It brings the body temperature down. We'll come back. We'll find out about Joanne and if she's doing the spoo, and that's giving her the big C after this.
Love Line will be right back. So get your problems ready. Ready. Love Line will be right back on KFMA.
If you're 55 or older and don't have a prescription insurance card, we have great news for you. You could be earning a 10% cash credit each time you buy a prescription at Walgreens. You can spend your credit to buy anything, anytime, at any Walgreens. Finally, someone has a way for even Medicare patients to get some relief. Stop by our pharmacy and get your free senior dividends card and all the details right now. And start earning credit for your prescription purchases at Walgreens.
KFM. One baby, two, another says I'm lucky to meet you. I'm talking about everything else about me. And now we're living in the city of you. I'm trying to do a different thing. Yeah.
Loveline on KFMA.
Yep, Loveline, everybody. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Now, when we left off, we're speaking to Joanne. She's 35. She, her boyfriend has cancer, tragically. But you like to drink his semen.
Well, yes. Well, I like to give head. Mm-hmm. And I really enjoy sucking, you know, his penis because he has a beautiful penis. And I really like to drink him. And depending on what he, you know, eats or drinks, sometimes it's really sweet and sometimes it can be bitter.
Really? Makes a difference,
huh? It makes a difference. It really does.
What have you noticed?
Well, like the last few weeks when he would come, he wasn't coming that much. And I would always tease him, oh, hey, babe, you know, you must be getting it somewhere else because you're not coming, you know, like you usually do. And he goes, oh, I'm just tired. You know, I'm just stressed from work and stuff. And
wait a minute, stress from work. You just said he has metastatic cancer. He has cancer all over his body.
He's been diagnosed from that. You know, he's been looking a little tired.
Yeah, but do you understand how serious that is?
No, I don't understand. And he was trying to explain it to me.
Hold on, Joanne, you're not a physician?
I'm not a physician. I don't understand. That's why I was calling to see if Dr. Drew was there to give me...
Oh, okay.
...to clarify it, because I don't understand...
Oh, hold on a second. I don't want to laugh. You know, I know this is becoming very morbid, but... The guy's got tumors on his spine and tumors on his lungs. I'm no physician, but those are a couple of places you don't want to have tumors, I'm guessing. And then it's like, honey, you ain't coming very much. Yeah, yeah, no, I'm pretty tired from work. Yeah. It's like, I'm dying. Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, boss dropped off a load of paperwork before he hit the links, and I stayed till 8:30 finishing it off.
Oh, yeah, and those tumors are growing.
And my body's being consumed by cancer. Joanne?
Yes?
How long have you been going out with this guy?
3 years.
3 years. Yeah, it's a pretty serious relationship, right?
Yeah. Well, you know, you could say that.
Yeah, but if he dies...
You know, I was devastated because, you know, and I don't want him to die. And according to his doctor, he says he gave him about a year. He could be less. It could be more.
Yeah, he's got melanoma, right?
I think so. I'm not sure.
That is a total, completely devastating cancer.
Yes, it is.
How old is the guy?
He's 33.
Oh, my God.
I know.
Right, so he's had a long, rich life.
Yeah, but it makes me sad because, you know.
No more cum.
Yeah, and that's what he says he really likes about me is that I give him good head.
Right, right.
And I wanted to know that because when we do have sex, you know, it is unprotected. Hmm. And
Maybe you can sue him.
No, well.
I mean, for cutting you off the semen, you know, at 33, 33 and a half, you know, whenever he kicks off.
That's not the point, but I wanted to also ask what, you know, to think.
All right, let's put this
aside. I can see why you're upset at him, though.
I mean, yeah, I'm upset not because of that he's not coming enough. That's the
right.
Least of
well, like I said, that's probably just a work thing. They're probably going to hire a temp or something.
Hire a temp, I know. Will you be my substitute?
Yeah, yeah. What's he what's he do for a living?
He's a sheriff.
Oh,
boy. Yeah. 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 So, like, our hours are pretty, you know.
Why doesn't he go out on disability?
You know, I think he's just going to work until he feels tired, and then he's going to do that. Because I haven't really talked to him about it, because it's just like he just shocked me a few nights ago with it. Yeah. And I didn't know what to say. Yeah. And I had talked to one of my cousins, and she was saying that he should go, you know, get disability and just retire and just relax and live out whatever he has left instead of working himself, because he's a workaholic.
Yeah. Don't be surprised if about 8 months from now you hear a gunshot from upstairs and a kaplunk.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you know, a lot of things have been crossing my mind.
Yeah.
But I was, like, more concerned because, I mean, he has just been recently diagnosed with it.
Right, all right.
He's been having sex, and I just wanted to know, was that transmittable or not?
No, cancer is not a contagious disease.
Oh, okay. Yeah. And then lastly, can I still continue having sex with him?
And
until he gets tired
until
and
he's moribund, yeah.
Okay.
As long as he wants to.
Well.
All right, babe. And even after he's expired, I think there's a window there. It's about 36 hours.
36 hours, and it'd still be hard?
Yeah, I think...
I mean, I don't mean to be morbid.
No, I know. But listen, life's for the living. You know what I'm saying?
Right, I know. And I was just a little freaked out because...
What does Joanne do for a living? Just please.
I'm guessing she works with kids or the elderly.
Actually, no. I do billing for a sewing machine company.
I knew it. That was going to be my third. It was children, the elderly, or billing for a singer.
I work in the accounting department.
Okay, baby. All right. Well, good times.
Okay.
You know, and you won't get cancer from a little semen. Yeah.
Okay.
He's fine.
I was just wondering because I didn't know if I should go out and go to my doctor and, you know, get
some semen.
Exam and...
No. You're fine.
Doing the do.
Whew. Hey, stiff upper lip.
But is that like? Is she in denial, or is she a sociopath?
She's not a sociopath.
Yeah.
She's on a lunar mission of some type.
Well, you know how kids don't know what's going on? Like when you're like six and grandpa dies, and you go, grandpa had to go away for a while, and they're like, oh, where'd grandpa go? He went away, and then you show them something shiny, and they're like,
This is that.
Yeah, I think it's like,
so proud.
Honey, I'm 33, and I'm... body's riddled with cancer, and I probably won't make it to 34, but you can have my badge. Ooh.
Shiny. Donuts.
I can see myself.
Can I drink some semen? Right? That's where she's at. Wow.
Jesus Christ. If my old lady gave me that attitude when I was dying with cancer, put a bullet in her head right before I went down. There's no way I could live with that. Mary Poppins. The cancer's eating away your spine and lungs, and she's worried about her health.
Well,
all right. Hey, I've said it before. It takes all kinds.
We're hearing them from them all tonight,
Marcus. And listen, you know we make fun of people that maybe have a slightly lower IQ than ours. But do you realize how good life is when you're this way? I mean, what could possibly get you down? 3 years you've been with this guy. He's got 6.5 months to live, and, hey, it's not a great time, but, you know, it's not like getting your car keyed or anything. Yeah. I mean, you want to talk about bliss. Imagine, Drew.
Yeah.
I mean, imagine the shape you would be in.
You're right.
You wouldn't be able to talk, right? No. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is good. Marcus, it's not a bad gig, being dumb. You're 26. What's up?
Well, I've been with my girlfriend for about 8 months, and I really love this girl a lot, and I'm constantly fantasizing about other girls.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just trying to figure out a way to spice it up. And obviously, in my mind, I thought menage a trois would be a really cool idea.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of the dream of all guys.
All right, hold on a second. How long have you been with this girl?
About 8 months.
And you love her?
I really do. I mean, I feel love for her. I'm still trying to evaluate.
Well, why do you want to spice it up if you're...
Hold on. I got a lot of questions for him, but we'll address it after the break.
Okay.
All right.
Hey, Drew, let's remember that last call with the cancer through consumption of semen.
When people ask
me all the time, what's a weirder call?
Yeah.
I never come up with anything.
All right, there you go. It's a good one.
All right, we'll be back.
All right, guys, here's the deal. Looking to hook up? Call the Dateline. Sick of wasting time with the wrong person? Call the Dateline. One call is all you need to make. Call the Dateline. 1-877-889-DATE.
You know what I'm saying out there?
Adam and Dr. Drew will be right back on Loveline. Loveline will be right back on KFMA.
You get to the top, get hooked in, and then you look over the edge. I was like, no way am I jumping off this tower. I'm staying right here. I'm like, am I ever going to be good enough to be a Marine? When it was all said and done, watching the car guide raise the American flag, I thought, I am a United States Marine.
PFC Keith Polka proved he could be one of us. Can you? Call 1-800-MARINES.
KFMA.
Tucson.
Hey, yo, Loveline, I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. When we left off, we were speaking to Marcus. Yes?
Yes.
Marcus is 26.
Marcus has a big fantasy. He can't let go of it.
He's been with his gal pal for 8 months. They're very much in love. But he wants to spice things up. He's got a fantasy. Wants the menage. Marcus?
That is correct.
Now, who do you want to bring a third partner in?
Yeah, I don't have anyone in idea, but I get the impression that if I bring it up with her, she's going to feel that I do want to be with other girls, and it's going to open up this whole other feeling within her that's probably going to linger in her mind and possibly alter our relationship.
How dare you?
You want to bring a girl in? Yeah.
Yeah, and then she could turn around and maybe feel like she wants to bring another guy in, and, you know, I'm not, you know, sure if I'm ready for that one.
It's a penis for you.
I mean, do I pop in a porno tape? She's not really into, like, porno tapes. So I'm not thinking that I shouldn't, you know.
You ever been with a guy?
No.
No? Never think about it?
I thought about it.
Yeah.
It's really not my bag. I mean, I've had a couple of crazy dreams. But, you know, I think when I've been in the moment, it never really did it for me.
What do you mean, been in the moment?
Well, like, if I'm in a bar, I mean, I wouldn't say I'm the most feminine guy, but, I mean, a lot of guys come on to me.
Mm-hmm.
And it didn't really do it for me.
Okay. And what were these dreams like?
I guess it would be like, it would always be with another woman involved, that's for sure.
So two guys and a woman.
Right.
Interesting.
It was never really one-on-one.
What about that with your girlfriend?
Pardon me?
What about that fantasy with your girlfriend?
I haven't had it with my girlfriend.
But is that the kind of threesome?
I know, Tardo, but what about that?
Would I consider it?
Yes.
You know, I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I'm still trying to feel it out, you know.
Yeah.
Could end up liking this guy more than me. I mean, I guess that's always a possibility.
Right, or you could end up liking him more than her.
Sure, why not?
Yeah. We're getting a little of that vibe. Well, anyway.
My main question is, you know, how do you go about bringing it up? I mean,
well, look, if you're in love with this person, it's going to cause a little trouble, the relationship.
Yeah, if you guys bring this up and pound it over the women over the head with it all the time until they capitulate, and then they do, and then the relationship ends, because the kinds of feelings that result from this kind of a triangulation, bring another person into your intimacy,
sure,
are always very unexpected and surprising and unpleasant very often, and result in a destabilizing effect on the relationship.
The only shot you have is if she's into experimenting with a chick with a nice excuse. Do you think she's into that?
I think she might be.
Well, look, you're not going to marry her, are you?
I'm getting the feeling that I'm not.
Why not?
She's very young. She's still in school, and she's 21 years
junior
old.
Junior high? Oh, she's 21.
And we moved in together a bit prematurely.
Yeah. You sure? You may want to leave the old back door open for the fellas, too. Yeah?
Well, are you interested?
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
Hold still.
That was me raping Andy Dick.
Oh, that's right.
Remember that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
It's quite a sight.
Yeah. Well, anyway, Marcus, who gives me the creeps?
Well, look, he moved in with this girl, and he wants to destabilize things. Just not all these just bad impulses, all bad.
Yeah.
And that's why, aside from the fact that he sort of made us feel like he might be homosexual, also these terrible, terrible inclinations in the relationship makes us wonder why he's trying to...
Bad impulse, Marcus.
Sabotage.
That would be a good nickname.
Yeah, he's
for
trying
him
to kill the relationship for some reason.
But here's the other thing that's weird. Drew's spidey sense started tingling the moment he talked to Marcus, thinking maybe he was gay. And as soon as Drew brought it up, I thought, yeah, he sounds gay to me, too. And then we kind of brought it up, and he denied it a little bit, but was a little bit open to it as well. It wasn't fighting it.
Right.
And Drew, as a heterosexual guy, this whole sort of half-gay, quarter-gay thing, I don't buy it. It doesn't make sense to me. And it's not like being American Indian. You know what I mean? Like,
no.
Well, I got...
Four, 25%.
Yeah, I got 20% Comanche in me.
Right.
That I'll buy.
Yeah.
Even that I never buy. But I'll buy that. for the sake of argument.
You can't be half-mo.
But this is sort of a half-mo instead of the homo. Forgot about that, Drew. Glad you brought that up. I don't buy it because, Drew, as a straight guy, there's just no way. I mean, you don't have dreams about it, or
no.
You're at a bar and a gay guy comes up to you and you think for a moment, it's late, I'm going home.
No.
You know what I mean? It's not even close in a billion years.
Yeah. The men don't have that kind of fluidity usually.
Right.
Unless they are saying hello to Mo.
That's right. And, wait a minute. Oh, it's, is that the bi?
Yeah,
bisexual?
No, they're, yeah, right.
Yeah, they're saying bi to heterosexuality and hello to homo.
Yeah, it's just they may be sort of moving through that transition of coming to terms with all that.
Kevin?
Yeah.
You're 22.
How's it going?
Good.
I had a quick question for you guys. Actually, I was sitting around with a couple of my buddies, and we were talking about how, one of my buddies in particular was noticing that girls that he had hooked up with recently were skipping over the oral sex and just going straight to sex.
Whoa.
And we couldn't figure out why. We were talking about it for a while, and I thought maybe it was a possibility that he was too hairy, and I asked him if he ever took care of managing his region or his member. And basically, my question to you guys is, do you guys think that maybe trimming down to like a 2-guard or a 3-guard might make it more attractive to a girl and make her, in a sense, want to go down on you more?
No.
It couldn't hurt.
It couldn't hurt, but it's not going to be a deal breaker. Maybe women are just back to the old-fashioned ways of sort of letting oral sex be a something that comes along later in a relationship.
Well, these are one-night stands?
Yeah, for the most part. I mean, we're...
Yeah, the thing about the oral sex is it's definitely a little more intimate. And if you're having a one-night stand and you guys have been dancing and drinking all night and you drag them back to your dorm room at 3:30 in the morning, some people just don't... Are these women drunk?
Yeah, usually. I mean,
some women are scared they're going to vomit if they've had a few too many of those hard lemonades and they're putting a penis down their throat.
Yeah, I just see it as the reverse. Like a guy, well, most guys don't, like it's not their favorite thing to do for a girl anyway. But I mean, especially not if it's like a veritable forest or like, you know, not taken care of, or if a girl doesn't do that, it just makes it less pleasant for guys to do it.
But you're kind of closer to the landing strip there. You know,
yeah, and as a guy, you're much more...
Sensitive
about that kind of stuff. But listen, hey, Kevin,
this
is not a horrible theory. I mean, if a guy had excessive body hair, I could see it being a factor.
Yeah.
Does this guy have excessive body hair?
I don't think he has excessive body hair. It's just that I think that, you know, most of the guys I know, like the guys that I've talked to, like at one point in time, or at least especially the college guys that I know, try and take care of it or maintain it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If it's something that you never do for your entire life, it could very easily get, I guess for some people, out of control or something that needs to get taken care of just a little bit more managed.
Yeah, before the advent of scissors and shaving devices, men just became giant balls of hair, continue to grow their entire life.
Yeah, they look like Cousin It.
Oh, Cousin It was well-groomed.
That's right. The pubes, they never stop. Eventually, though, they began burning the hair off. Did they not, Drew, with torches?
They discovered fire, yes.
And then there were crude cutting devices made of shale, I believe. Mm-hmm.
They chip it off.
They chip, yeah. No, don't your pubes stop about that?
Yes.
You know, after it makes a nice little nest.
Yeah, your body.
It's basically a penis nest.
Each hair has its own sort of life cycle and will fall out when it's a certain length.
Yeah. You don't. No one has a pube that's 36 inches long, do they?
Mm-mm.
Okay. But a little trimming could not hurt.
That's right.
There's nothing wrong with some grooming. Holly?
Yeah. I've noticed that when guys trim, I think it's more sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and it's more attractive.
All right.
Like, I don't like hair. Just it bugs me.
You do like hair, but it bugs you?
Like, a lot bugs me.
But you like it?
Well, a little. Like, when they trim.
Yeah.
But I don't like no hair, and I don't like a lot of hair. And a lot of my friends feel the same way, too.
And you're 15?
Yeah.
How much male pube you looking at, baby?
What?
How much pube you looking at?
Male.
Male.
I've been, like, with only, like, a couple guys, like five.
Mm-hmm. Damn, bitch! And they trimmed down okay?
Most of them, yeah.
Maybe they just haven't reached puberty yet.
Yeah, but this guy's like 14?
No, they're all like seniors and stuff.
They're all seniors?
Most of them.
Wow. All right, baby, slow down a little, huh? Yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, slow it down. I know, it must be nice to have that power over men, but it doesn't work out for you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, okay.
Uh-huh. Yeah, Pops, all right.
All right, sure. Listen, just don't get pregnant, all right?
Please.
Okay, mm-hmm. Yeah, I won't.
What are you doing for birth control?
Yeah.
What are you doing for birth control?
I'm on the pill.
All right, okay.
Well, it brings me to my next question. Is there something in the pill that makes you gain weight?
Yep.
Or is it just because it makes you hungrier?
It does make you hang on to fluid a little more, and it makes you hungrier.
Oh, man. Just imagine what high school would be like for a hot 15-year-old chick.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You want to talk about captain of the football team? Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I mean, it's like you're a celebrity.
Yeah.
I mean, how do you tell them just to ignore it if their dad was ignoring them their whole life?
Oh, forget it. If they have deficiencies, now's the time to get this, evening the score.
Yeah. Yeah, I never really thought about it when I was in high school. I was like, oh, that chick's hot. Oh, man, do I dig her. Oh, man, she'll have nothing to do with me. But I never really thought about it from her point of view. And they never, you know, there's this sort of unspoken thing, some pact that women make, which is they don't talk about it that much. I mean, no one makes a big deal over it. They downplay it. Hey, you know what they have? The hot-looking chicks, they've made the same deal that the gays have made about the gym and the shower and the sauna, which is, look, don't be crowing off about this. Don't talk about it. You'll ruin it for everyone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Yeah. You know the gays? Oh, no. Oh, please. Don't flatter yourself. We don't enjoy seeing you men naked in the shower. We don't enjoy seeing you naked men in the sauna. Really, you don't? You got a whole stack of porn with nude dudes in it under your bed. What about those guys? That's a nude dude.
Yeah.
You like looking at that, don't you?
Yeah, but that's different.
That's different. I love this. Please, don't flatter yourself.
Yeah.
Like, well, you got a bunch of good-looking guys who work out all day, and they're walking around naked. That's, you're gay. You're not into that? No. They say they're not into it because they don't want to ruin it for the other gays. And I understand that. I think the hot-looking chicks do this, too. They always talk about it as if it was a little bit of a burden. It's like what the models do. Oh, I was a tomboy. I was a tomboy. I was awkward. I was a... None of the guys like me.
Yeah, what is that?
Meanwhile, you have the entire student body lusting after you.
And they sort of make like they don't notice it.
Yeah, and you want to talk about celebrity. I mean, what is the definition of a celebrity? There's a school, you know, in my case, North Hollywood High, there's 2,400 kids in the school. 1,200 of them are male.
Well, that's your universe, too. When you're there, that's it. That is your universe.
Yes, that's the United States, Canada, and Europe, yeah. All packed into one, you know, city block.
Yeah.
And there's 1,200 dudes in the school, and I guarantee every one of those 1,200 dudes knows the top five hot chicks. Mm. They just know.
Yeah, and talk about them.
And talk about them all the time. And when one comes down the hall, there it is.
Yeah.
I mean, that's Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Even bigger in a certain sense.
Well, because they're king command over their whole universe.
Right,
the entire universe as it pertains to them.
Yes.
I wonder if they're aware of it, or maybe they aren't aware of it.
I think they sort of look at it as a burden, but they can't really feel that way, can they?
Yeah, don't they usually have a boyfriend?
Sometimes.
That's sort of hiding out from all that.
Yeah. All right.
Interesting.
I'm getting depressed.
I think people have a sense when they are the observed of all observed like that. You know, they're the one that's observed. That they're going to get become the focus of envy,
mm-hmm.
and get chopped down.
Yeah, so
and that's true.
Don't rub it in anyone's face.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, they do that. Lindsay?
Yeah?
You're 18?
Yes.
What's up?
Okay, I have this thing where I can't say no to people,
mm-mm.
and it gets me in a lot of trouble when I'm with a guy.
Oh, I'm getting close to gambling on you.
It's happened a couple times, like, it's like I can say no to sex.
Mm-hmm.
I can say no to that. But I've had a couple times where they've asked me to, like, go down on them,
mm-hmm.
and I just can't say no.
Why is that?
Because I just feel like I'd make them feel retarded.
Make them feel retarded?
Yeah, like, they've, like, it's like...
So basically, you don't have, your needs have no worth in your own eyes relative to another person.
I'd rather make someone else happy and make me feel bad. Then maybe all right, and then feel stupid.
Do you have an eating disorder?
I eat a lot.
Eats a lot of penis.
But no eating disorder per se.
No.
Mm-hmm. Are you overweight?
No, not really. I could lose a few pounds, but I'm not like.
Chunky?
Yeah, I'm okay.
I see. And so you're not a big gal. What are you in high school now?
No, I'm out of high school.
Junior college.
Unfortunately.
Yeah. Junior college, right?
Yeah, not my goal, though.
Yeah, it's nobody's goal. it's not the faculty's goal, either, believe me. They're a huge disappointment to their families. Everyone there should just hang their head when they walk and look at their feet.
That's what I do when I go to school.
That's my rule. When I take over, Drew, I will command that all junior college, all people on campus of junior college, faculty, administration, even in the students, cannot look further than 3 feet in front of their toes when they walk.
And shouldn't they wear a sandwich board sign saying shame, shame, shame on it?
I want the Scarlet J.
Okay. JC. Give it the JC.
I'll do the JC. But my people might think it's Jesus Christ.
Oh.
All right. All right. There, Lindsay.
Lindsay, are you expecting to get something out of these people, like a relationship when you engage in that kind of stuff?
I think in like some of them, yes.
So it's your attempt to try to reach out and connect with them in some way? Or is it your complete need to be pleasing to other people to the point that you're willing to sacrifice yourself?
I think it's a little bit of both.
A little both, yeah.
I've been, because this just happened recently.
Yeah, I know. How's your boy eating disorder?
I don't know. Where's your dad? What'd he do to you?
My dad's, like, with me. My parents have been together since high school.
What'd mom do to you?
Nothing.
Mm-hmm.
My parents are really good parents. They're real.
Okay. All right.
My family's, like, the rest of my family's kind of screwed up.
Okay. Like what? What's to do?
Just, like, my uncles. There are a lot of, like, I think all three of them are alcoholics.
My grandpa is
an alcoholic.
It's your mom's brother, mom's dad.
Yeah, my mom's dad.
Okay, so she comes from an alcoholic family.
Anybody ever get a hold of you?
I'm not sure.
Mm-hmm.
I just, I have these weird feelings when I think about the times when I was younger.
Grandpa?
No, my uncle's ex-wife's brother. But he was really sweet.
Right. All right, baby. Listen, you really sound like a nice person. And, I hate to...
That's her gig.
I know.
Nice,
I like her, though. I like this Lindsay.
Miss Nice.
Lindsay was the name of my stripper girlfriend I had many years ago. It was a soft spot in my heart and wallet for the name Lindsay.
Lindsay, okay. Having a stable relationship sometimes can help these kinds of things. A stable person who has stable attachments themselves can sometimes help you grow through some of this. But this need to sort of live in shame and to get your needs met by idealizing other people and then being perfect for them, that is not a healthy... That's what codependency is, and it's not a great way to live.
All right. Maybe a little therapy?
Yeah.
She's got to begin the process.
Yeah.
She's a good person. She's naive, too. She's young. She's younger than she actually is chronologically.
Yeah.
Okay. It's all going to be good.
Good times.
Eddie?
28. Eddie?
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, this is Kenny.
Kenny.
Yeah, how you guys doing?
Good. You on speakerphone?
Yeah, I'm in the hospital. And I'm on an ECU unit, environmental control unit. And it's the only way I have to talk to you guys right now.
All right.
My hands don't work, so I can't pick up a phone. And I'm a quadriplegic now.
Why?
I'm from the Valley, too.
Oh, boy.
Some dude slammed into me from behind. He was in a Suburban. I'm in a Porsche. And he rolled my car over. My car flipped over. I got a broken neck, C5, C6. Went to Holy Cross Hospital, DOA. They revived me. I was only 5 minutes away from the hospital. And they revived me. But brought me back to life. I was on a respirator. I had people coming from all over the place, come to see me, people I grew up with. And I woke up out of a coma, and a girl was there, and it was somebody I grew up with, like, since I was young. And, we just developed this love relationship throughout this whole thing. Like, I've been in, the accident happened November 8th, and,
How long were you in a coma?
I was in a coma for 2 weeks.
What kind of Porsche did you have?
An old 944.
Oh, well, that's not so tragic.
Yeah, it wasn't a Carrera.
Yeah, yeah. What year?
35 and a half.
Oh, okay. Yeah. They had no airbags or anything.
No airbags.
Yeah. Nothing.
Back, you know?
Yeah. All right. Well, that's horrible. So now you're quadriplegic.
I'm a quadriplegic from the Rancho Los Amigos Medical Center out in Downey.
Mm-hmm.
Which is supposed to be top 10 in the nation, but I'm not going to say anything about that.
It's top 10 for burns. It's last for quads.
No, it's a good rehab. Yeah.
Oh.
So what's the question, Eddie?
My name is Kenny. Question is, over the past 6 months, my girl has been by my side.
This is the one you met after the accident.
The one I've known since I was 12 years old.
Yeah, but you really got involved with her after the accident.
She came back into my life after 9 years and hasn't left my side.
Her before that, but
got involved.
Love after the accident.
Right.
We've always had a love.
Right. Just looking for clarification.
Right.
All right, so now, what's up?
Now we've developed this love for each other, this unconditional love, and she's been here every single day.
Mm-hmm.
And we've been planning what we're going to do, and, you know, it's even come to, like, plans of marriage and this and that. And so I'm scheduled to get out on the 13th, and she puts it off. And the last month, we've just been, like, up and down, you know what I mean?
Right.
Fighting and about this, about little things, just bickering at each other.
Right.
And I was scheduled to come home. I got, you know, she moved out of her house. She was in a two-story house, you know.
Right.
And I moved out of that and got a one-story house that would be accessible for me to get around in my wheelchair.
Right.
And when I went there on Easter, the doors are like 23 inches wide.
Yeah. 32 is code.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And, you know, I put down a third of the money into this house with my girl and her roommate.
Well, hold on a second. Exterior doors, 36 inches wide, 1¾ inches thick.
Mm.
That's code. Interior, 32 inches minimum, 1⅜ inches thick.
Is that what this call's about?
If you want to go hollow core, that's fine. But if you have the door that goes from the garage into the house, going to have a 2-hour burn rating on it.
I see.
And a pneumatic closer. All right, what were we talking about?
Doors. We need to take a break. Why don't we take the break and let's get back and hear what, because we've not gotten to yet what Kenny wants us to help him with.
Yeah. We're going to get to it real fast, though, when we come back. But let me say this. All these folks driving around in these massive SUVs, I mean the massive suburban ones, and then they go ahead and put the lift kit on it and the big monster mudder tires, and they literally would roll over the top of a small car and even a lot of medium-sized cars.
Mm-hmm.
Now, doesn't that appear to be a sort of obvious danger out on the road? You know what I mean? I mean, I guess what I'm saying is I don't think we should be telling people what car they can and can't drive. On the other hand, if you're basically driving around a car that if you lost control of this car, you're killing somebody, whereas you're not having any harm done to yourself, isn't that something we should consider, you know, as a sort of society?
Hmm.
I mean, there's a lot of other rules for a lot of other things you can't do because it's a big, big deal, allegedly. But there's no limit to the weight of, I mean, you can drive around a jacked-up Humvee all you want. And if you're Schwarzenegger driving in that Humvee, and you're making a cell call, and you look down, you're going over a guy in a Miata, and you ain't going to have a scratch on you. Is that just kind of survival of the fittest? Do you know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, I hear you.
I mean, this guy was, you know, this guy's a quad because the guy was driving a car that basically just rolled over his car.
Mm.
Okay. You gonna get a lift kit on that SUV drive through?
Yeah, how'd you know?
Okay, we'll be back.
1-800-LOVE-191. Love Line will be right back on KFMA.
Life is full of tough choices.
Would you like cheese on that?
Yes. I mean, I don't know. All right, go ahead.
But choosing the best car stereo place in town is a no-brainer.
Would you like us to install that for a dollar?
Absolutely.
With over $10 million in inventory, 27 years in business, and every install guaranteed for life, your home of the $1 install is just waiting to make you one of our 1 million plus happy customer. We have car stereos in every price range. Kenwood CDs start at just $139. But don't stop there. We have the latest top-of-the-line models from Alpine and Pioneer Premier that are so cool, you won't believe your eyes. We have it all. And nobody can beat our certified $1 installation. On the corner of River and Oracle and 4501 East Broadway near Swan. Check our ad in the Tucson Weekly or see our website at AudioExpressUSA.com.
Audio Express.
Your home. $1 installation.
Bueno, home! If you haven't been down to TSC Board Shop on Campbell, just north of Grant, you should go check it out. Here's what the customers have to say about it.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Holla back, y'all. I'm here to tell you about TSC Board Shop and how I got all the flyers together. I got Alphanumeric, Ezekiel, Independent, and Shorties for the gangsters, yo. World is Bon Jovi, yo. TSC is hot to death.
Hey, guys, I don't think I need to mention that TSC is having the end of the season snowboard tuning special. Get ready for next year because you can get a full tuning job on all your snowboards for just $20.
Hello, y'all. I'm here to tell you about the wakeboard down at TSC. Yo, they got all the flyers brand from Hyperlite and Liquid Force. Get ready for summer and adventure.
Like, I don't know what all those other guys are talking about, but me and my girlfriends are totally going to be big sluts in Cabo. We have the cutest swimsuits. I'm wearing one from Becca and Tiffany's wearing one from Girlfriend. And we're just going to be so drunk and so hot. Thank you, TSC.
TSC Board Shop. By La Raza, for La Raza.
Call TSC Board Shop at 881-RIDE. That's 881-RIDE.
That's electric.
Know something? We're lucky to live here in Tucson.
I can dig it.
The Hummingbird Nimbus Brewing Company, Arizona's largest selling beer of any beer brewed in Arizona.
Right on.
Even still, some people haven't tried their award-winning brews.
I said live it or live with it.
There's others living here that don't even know this brewery exists. Don't be a mook. Get out to the brewery at 3850 East 44th Street, blocks east of Palo Verde, just north of Ajo. Or visit any establishment that serves Nimbus beer. Enjoy what real beer should taste like. If the places you buy your beer don't sell Nimbus, you tell them either they get the Nimbus in or you're getting your ass out. Remember, Izzy Yellow mass-produced beer is for wussies.
Straight ahead.
Be cool. Drink Nimbus beer. You see the monkey on the label, you'll know it's a natural selection. Drink responsibly. Drink Nimbus.
America Online, an opportunity of a lifetime. Many Tucsonans are on their way to making more than $50,000 a year. Don't miss your chance. Join the AOL sales team today. The AOL sales team takes inbound customer calls and shows them why AOL is an invaluable part of their lives. If you're confident, persuasive, and have Windows and Internet experience, AOL is looking for you. These full-time positions offer a great base salary and outstanding commission payouts. What else? 100 stock options, tuition reimbursement, paid time off, and immediate health, dental, and vision coverage. To find out how you can be making more than $50,000 a year with AOL sales team, call their toll-free job line at 877-265-2329. That's 877-265-2329. America Online, unlike anything, anywhere.
Well, I was 10 when I first got involved with drugs.
When I first got pregnant, school was not important to me, so I dropped out.
The only way I can make something out of my life is that if I get an education.
Stay in school. Give yourself a chance. I want to be somebody. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Now, back to Loveline on KFMA.
Hey, yo. Bloodline. I'm Adam. That's Drew. Now, when we left off, we're speaking to Eddie. Eddie's 28.
Kenny.
Oh, Kenny, yeah.
What's up there is Eddie.
Yeah. Hey, phone screeners.
Hey.
Hey.
There.
Of this show. Let me, this happens every once in a while, so new policy, if you're listening, when they do the name correction or whatever, change it out on the screen if you hear it. Because
we'll keep looking at the screen and calling them the old number, the old name.
Yeah, always look at the screen and call them Eddie instead of Kenny. But Drew didn't smoke much pot growing up, so
right.
He remembered to call him Kenny.
There you go. Thank you.
All right. Done and done. So now Kenny's a quad.
I'm a quad. Now I'm stuck.
Right. And you fell in love with this woman. And now you're running into some troubles.
She's backing out a little bit.
Beautiful. She's a beautiful person inside and out. I mean, gorgeous.
All right, but she's backing out now a little bit.
She's backing out. I mean, but she's been there with me this whole time.
All right, but now she's backing out. So what?
Away from her. She has been there for me.
All right, what can we do for you now?
She's backing out, and she's telling me that she just can't deal with it. Now, that's my house, and my mom died of cancer last year. My dad's drunk all the time. My sister takes care of my dad. Where am I going to end up now? I got Medi-Cal insurance covering. Like, I got $2 million in medical bills already.
Well, what about the guy who hit you? Did he have insurance?
Yeah, he had a $25,000 plan.
Oof.
And if I go after him personally, my attorney's saying that he'll just file bankruptcy.
And what about you? Did you have insurance?
Our insurance just had gotten canceled.
Mm.
And because I sent in a late payment, and they canceled my insurance.
Shocking.
I had some low budget. I'm not going to say anything.
All right. Well, listen. Here's the deal. And this is a lot for a woman to handle.
Yeah.
Being in love with a quadriplegic guy.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And I'm sorry to hear that she's had a change of heart, or at least apparently she's had a change of heart. But in a way, you can't blame her. I mean, in the sense that I'm sorry if she made promises that she's not keeping, but she's a young woman, and there's a lot of responsibility. I understand her trepidation here.
Well, and when the reality of this really came home to bear, which was now we're setting up house,
right?
Then she could no longer sort of live in a fantasy that she's this caretaker of this idealized person who's perfectly... almost like an infant.
Okay.
It's not that anymore.
Right.
It is really an adult with a serious disability, with
right.
serious medical problems, and was too much for them.
So, Kenny, you had a bad thing happen to you.
Horrible year. Mom died.
And a horrible year, and your focus needs to be rehab, getting better, and mental.
Yeah, mental health for sure, but it sounds like he may end up in a nursing home if he doesn't have somebody to take care of him with him.
Right.
And that may be... reality.
And I don't know that there's anything you can do to talk her out of this.
But there's an interesting piece to this, which is the fact that you've had this experience where someone does love you and have the capacity for that, that there must be a potential to find that again.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they're out there. I mean, I've not met any, but they're out there. James?
Hello?
You're 15?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
I don't even believe you. You're lying.
No, I'm 15.
Yeah, no, we got that part right.
So, what's your question?
I want to know if I can tell my mom that I found a blank tape of her giving head to my stepdad.
Yeah, you got to tell her.
That is the answer.
Liar, liar, whore, liar, whore, you know it.
You got to tell her tonight. You got to wake her up.
She's not here right now, though.
Where is she?
She's at my uncle's.
What's she doing there?
Oh, I have no clue.
Yeah. Yeah, more oral. Well, as soon as she comes through the door, all right?
Okay.
Let's see, you're calling from Washington State or Washington, D.C.?
Washington State, Vancouver.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. No time difference there. Right? Still a little late, but she'll be home soon, right?
Yeah.
I suggest you have the tape ready for her.
Give her a taste?
Yeah.
And then, most 15-year-old... mothers, 15-year-olds are out at midnight on a school night. Sure.
Yeah.
Sure, that makes sense.
All right. So why would you want to tell her?
I just feel like every time I see her and my stepdad, I feel weird around them. And
yeah.
It's just, I wish I wouldn't ever saw it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you want
whatever.
All right, I believe him now.
What?
I believe him.
Oh, no way.
Yeah. What else? What room was it in? Where was she giving him the oral sex?
It was in our bedroom, or in her bedroom, and I found the tape in the closet.
Yeah. What were you looking for?
The same blank tape.
Why?
I wanted to watch the porno.
She keeps her pornos in her closet?
Actually, my older stepbrother, Dragon, he has one.
A little name thrown in there. Right. Okay.
All right, Jeff. You got to confront her. You got to tell her. Here's the reality. Here's why this is a BS question. It is certainly possible that a 15-year-old could find a tape of his mother engaging in this mm-hmm. stuff. I'm mm-hmm. sure it's going to happen more and more as the years wear on.
Mm-hmm.
But at 15, when you've been snooping through your mom's closet, especially 15 is a prime number for a guy.
Snooping number.
Yes.
Yeah.
Not in a billion years would you consider confronting her.
We would never enter your mind.
Ever. No.
What you would call a program like this for is,
how do I cover my tracks?
Well, you'd be freaked out, and it would just be, what now? What do I do?
Right.
You'd just be completely bewildered.
Yeah, you wouldn't even, what would you do? You would just, listen, that tape's going back. It's going to be rewound or queued up to exactly where it was.
Why would you call a show like this? You wouldn't call it and say, should I tell my mom? No, please. Never. That's a thought that would not occur to a 15-year-old in that experience. Ever.
No, because first off, what is there to say to your mom? And that BS of, now I feel weird when I see her.
Oh.
Please. Please.
But what would they call a show like this for with that kind of experience?
That's right.
It would be just like, oh, my God, help me.
Right.
That would be it.
Yeah,
how do
I'm freaking
I
out. I can't
yeah.
beat off.
Yeah, right. There you go. I lost my erection. Now what do I do?
No, I was saying,
oh,
I can't beat off.
Okay.
I didn't mean it was connected to that call.
You're okay. Right.
Okay. Leslie?
Hi.
You're 17?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm just, like, kind of wondering what to do because I have an ex-boyfriend and he's acting really weird.
Yeah.
Like, he's kind of stalking me, you know?
Yeah.
And his mom is leaving me, like, voicemails, like, threatening ones.
His
what
mom?
What do they say?
Well, I saved them and they're like, I'm going to get you, winch, and, like, watch your back, and, like, I don't know, just stuff like you're going to die and just weird things like that.
The mom?
She called you a winch?
Yeah. Yeah, she's like, you little winch, I'm going to get you in this, like, creepy voice.
She work at medieval times or something? Where did she come up the winch?
Can you call the police?
I don't know. She's really weird, but, no, I was wondering if, like, I should call the police.
Yes, definitely.
Because I was
Jeez, what did you do to the son?
We were together for a while, and he was just, like, too immature for me, and I just wanted to break it off, you know?
And mom's on the horn.
Yeah, she's really, like, way overprotective of him.
I am. I know on one hand we hate mama, but on the other hand, I don't know. It's a little heartwarming. I couldn't get my goddamn mom to go to a Pop Warner football game. This guy's got him calling his ex, doing his bidding. You know what I mean?
Threatening to kill his ex.
Drew, close your eyes and picture my parents. Imagine them picking up the phone and doing something.
Just stop right there. Just pick up the phone.
The phone.
I can't handle that.
Couldn't even see that, could you?
Yeah.
Yeah. You'd have to call them. All right. Listen. What about your parents? Where are they?
Here.
Yeah?
They're divorced, but, I mean, I still, like, see them all the time.
What can they do about this? Can you talk to them about this?
Well, I haven't talked to my parents about it yet, but, oh, yeah, I forgot to tell you tonight, like, there was, like, a burning basket, I think it was, at my doorstep. I couldn't figure out what it was, but something was burning.
Uh-oh.
And my neighbor came over and told us, so my brother put it out, but...
Why do I
have no proof that it's from him, but I'm just assuming that he has something to do with it, you know?
What was in the basket?
I have no clue. It was just completely burned by the time I saw it.
No note?
No,
uh-uh. All right. Well, listen, call the cops.
Yeah.
Yeah. Jesus Christ. Mom's calling.
Crazy.
All right, let's take a little break. When we come back, we're going to talk to Mike, who's 44. Friend's boyfriend had part in set up to get her jumped.
I know. Sounds weird.
I don't even know what that is.
No, I don't either, but we'll find out.
Advice to tell her. Friend's boyfriend had... Hold on a second. Mike?
Yeah.
What happened?
I just found out about this tonight. It's a woman that lives in the building that I live in. she was very concerned and wanted to talk to me and just simply wanted...
Christine, and then now you're asking if you can delay it? I don't get it.
Because, yeah, like, when I... Because there's a girl that wants it and stuff, and I don't want
to,
like...
You need
oh,
to...
you don't want to disappoint her.
Exactly.
Oh, that's sweet.
No, no. He doesn't want to be have his male ego damaged by not being able to perform adequately. It's not about her.
And he wants a second crack at her, too. It isn't, he doesn't want to be cut off after the first poor performance.
Yeah. Listen.
Is it true guys think of baseball and stuff like that?
Yeah. It doesn't work. Because it's just sort of the way you're cut.
Yeah.
I mean, some guys just get a hand dealt to them.
Uh-huh.
And some guys' hand is much shorter. Some guys' hand is... a lot longer.
Hmm.
And it's genetic. It's
you
like
know
everything.
What, though? Can I tell you something? I had a boyfriend that used to come, and then he would still continue to have sex.
Right. And then
that's not a bad thing.
No. Right. What's wrong with that?
Right.
And that's what an 18-year-old can do. And that's the kind of thing Roger can work out. So what he needs is a relationship.
Yeah.
Somebody can kind of work these things out with, not be so freaked out about it.
Right.
So his rhythms get sort of...
Close up the lights, Drew. No. These guys, they're 18 years old. They're horrible to sex. They last for literally a couple of minutes, 2 minutes, sometimes even a minute and a half. Now,
sometimes
they
don't get to penetrate.
Right. They become obsessed with doubling or tripling that time, which gets them up to 4 or 5 minutes. And it's impossible for them to do it. I mean, the best they could do is add a minute and a half to their minute and a half, and they're still about the length of a Beatles song. What they need to do is start focusing on the oral sex. That's going to pleasure a woman. She's not going to complain about it. And he can get down there, and he can log 15 or 20 minutes down there.
Oh.
You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. Okay.
Adam just wants him to paste that onto his performance time.
Yeah.
And that will make the girl a lot happier, too.
Right.
She'll think you're amazing.
Right.
Maybe.
So you get down there, and, you know, you... You basically take one for the team. So you get down there, and you get busy orally for a good 15, 20 minutes. Then you hop up, and it's time to eat.
Pizza.
Yeah. I have this carpet bombing technique.
Oh, God.
That's where I take out the whole village. You know what I'm saying?
No, I don't.
No. You don't even know.
It's not the smart bomb. I take out a lot of civvies. You know what I'm saying? Collateral damage, we call it.
With his mouth killing.
That's right. That's right.
Okay.
All right.
Don't do anal.
Match to somebody else's needs, and you can figure things out.
Roger, you'll be fine. And listen, I've said this before, but I'll say it again. Once you start the oral, you begin the clock. You understand?
Not her on you, that is.
No, you on her.
Yes.
You are on the clock. It's like the cab, the meter. The meter gets punched.
Mm-hmm.
Even if even if the cab's just waiting out front of your house.
You're sitting on the seat.
Sitting there. It's running. The meter is running.
Okay.
So you can... Well, wait a minute.
I just got what you were saying.
So I'm saying is if you're a guy... See, there's all these guys. Will you tell me what you think?
Okay, what?
First, I'm going to force you to think what I think.
All right.
Through telepathy, so be quiet.
Oh, Kelly, watch out. Heal from the inside
out.
Let us heal from the inside out. It's a common thing.
How does it heal from the inside out?
Right here, you got to leave it open. It just heals like.
Oh, I see. Right where the crack starts.
Just above that.
Wow.
It's called it's a pilonidal, means nest of hair.
And I wouldn't monkey with that. I would enjoy that if I were.
No, it can become abscessed. It could be a big mess.
I have another question.
Yeah.
Can I ask you something else?
Yeah.
I was doing some research on the internet, and there's a disease, a skin disease that resembles. Curly papules, I think.
Yeah.
And what's that called?
It's called molluscum contagiosum.
How is that treated?
It just, but you scrape them off, basically. It goes away by itself.
What's that? John, what, you're 15.
Yeah, well, I like to do a lot of research.
Yeah, the research can be dangerous when you don't have experience and wisdom.
Right.
If you don't see it in a clinical context, it's just these freakish pictures about things you don't understand. Look, there's giant textbooks filled with weird dermatologic illnesses you can get. You want to freak yourself out, flop one of those open sometime.
Thank you.
Well, shouldn't you just be looking at porn on the internet?
I think I should.
Watching wrestling on Saturdays? You're 15, for Christ's sake.
WWF.
What are you? Are you Jewish?
No.
All right, well, then knock it off.
Good one, Kelly.
Because the Jews are, they're such hypochondriacs, you know? And Drew, you know I'm right. That's why they're doctors. That's why they're all doctors.
15.
Every Jewish chick we've had in here has been a hypochondriac. They all know more about medicine than you do because they just study it constantly.
Hmm.
He's 15. He's got to knock it off. He's got to get out there and enjoy. You're supposed to be indestructible at 15. You're supposed to think you are, at least. You're supposed to get drunk and try to, you know, do crazy stunts that you've seen on TV.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Right. Drink a few beers, cans over your head, that kind of thing.
Yeah. See if you can.
There are smart people in the world, too, though. I mean, come on.
They don't call the show.
They don't call the show. And they don't listen to the show. And they're not obsessed, especially with the dermatological problems. All right.
Sunset Beach. Isn't that what Kelly was promoting last time she was on the TV show?
No.
No?
You wouldn't have had me on when I was on Sunset Beach.
That was like a daytime drama, right?
Exactly. Yeah. How many soap people have you had on?
We've had, I didn't think so.
Okay.
Well, we're talking about the TV show, right?
Yeah.
Oh, they get real desperate and start scraping the bottom of the soap dish every once in a while and get those soapers on there.
I remember you going on about frolicking.
On the beach?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it could have been. It's a different life. Roger?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yep.
What's up?
Well, I was just wondering if, I guess this would be a probably question for Dr. Drew, but I was just wondering if there was a way to sustain an orgasm.
No. You mean delay.
Yeah, there you go.
Sustaining is...
either way, you know.
Only Sting can do that. Right.
Delaying. Well, yeah, Sting can delay too, I guess. Well, at 18, how long are we talking about here?
I don't know, not very.
I mean,
it's been a couple years since I've actually gotten laid.
Yeah.
It's kind of weird, but.
What's weird?
Oh, so the only time that you got laid was when you were
sick. You for every car, okay?
That'll solve it.
But mainly focus on your attitude.
Okay, I just want to let you guys know that I saw you on TV. Andrew on Super Millionaire, and you're just like how I pictured you.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah. And then I saw you, Adam, on The Man Show, and you look just like how I pictured you, too.
All right. Thank you.
Both major disappointments, by the way.
I listened to you for like a year.
Yeah.
The reason you're not having sex with your boyfriend is because you're picturing Adam and Drew.
Yeah, that's right.
Because I'm what?
And you're not focusing on your attitude.
It's because I'm what?
All right.
Glad. Well, it's all good.
That's it. That's enough of this show.
I feel very paternalistic to our listeners tonight. Yeah, yeah. You're right. And I
know it's late, but you know what they say.
Modern Artillery.
That's a good tune, that one.
Name of the, that is excellent. Why, because she saw you on TV?
No, because you're gonna go on the attack. I can feel it. It's all right.
I just want them to all think about
their
attitude.
I think just forget your boyfriend and go, you know, find someone else.
Yeah.
That's probably not the correct answer, is it? But that's what we do in Australia.
Yeah.
Okay. Good. Move on.
I think good times need to go to Australia because it really applies.
The term good times?
Yeah.
They got enough of those.
Yeah, it really applies.
Move on, Ashley.
All right. Let's, Drew, you know what? You need to start thinking about your attitude, too.
Should I practice shutting up again?
I want you, all right, let's work on that.
Okay.
All right. We were working last night. I was working with Drew where he was practicing shutting up on the air.
She said that she still wanted to be in a relationship, but she wanted to make sure that I wanted to be in a relationship, and I stopped talking to her. And that weekend was the weekend that she died. And so, like, you know, that weekend I felt all bad that I was, you know, being the person that I was. And I actually wrote an apology letter and bought flowers and did the whole, like, I'm a stupid boyfriend makeup thing. And when I went looking for her at the college, like, no one knew where she was, and then someone handed me a flyer with her picture and, like, the date on it, and, like, what time we could see her body at the funeral home.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. Great kickoff to the week.
Yeah. Well, that's why Drew and I, after each show, tell each other we love each other.
Yeah,
because
see?
You don't know.
Especially you're driving that Viper.
All right.
Boy, that is...
Jordan is...
That is hard to track, isn't
that
it?
That's a bad way to find out.
Yeah, I mean, I believe Jordan.
It's like talking to an 11-year-old.
But he doesn't seem... Yeah, Jordan seems like he... And it's been a year. It doesn't seem like he's in denial. It just seems like emotionally he's like 11 or 12 years old. It's like talking to your kid, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Very, very intriguing. I know both of us keep thinking ourselves, we're expecting a bogus, you know, in a second, like some sort of punchline.
Hey, Jordan?
Yeah.
What do you do? You junior college?
I'm out of school right now. I tried a few classes. And
at junior college?
So, yeah, I'm out of college.
Okay, what are you doing?
I'm
junior college you're out of.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you have some kind of asthma or something? Is that your phone?
That's my...
And,
He
got pretty good at it.
He's getting tight for it.
Let's try it again tonight. Same as me, by the way.
Yeah.
All right, let's try it. You ready? All right, now hold on. Don't distract him, boys. You ready? And go.
I'm gay.
Drew, totally be quiet. We can hear what you're thinking. And Drew, don't shut your eyes. It's like you're falling asleep.
You're right. Well, it's...
Yeah, I know, but I need you to be lucid but quiet.
All right.
Because I'm gonna be talking.
Oh, okay,
I'm gonna
be
paying attention to me.
Got it.
Not sleeping.
Got it.
All right, now let's practice some head nodding. Silent head nodding.
I'm good at that.
Yeah,
you know that.
Just now.